This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli airstrike on Tuesday on the densely populated southern suburbs of Beirut heightened fears of an escalation of wider conflict in the Middle East, Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Israel's military said it was targeting a senior Hezbollah commander in what it called a retaliation for a cross-border rocket attack that killed 12 young people. Beirut's southern suburbs are a stronghold of the Iran-backed Lebanese armed group Hezbollah. The Israeli military said the airstrike killed Hezbollah's most senior military commander. Lebanon's health minister told Reuters that the strike also killed another person and injured dozens, some critically.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. The United States will continue pursuing diplomacy to avert an escalation of the conflict between Israel and the Lebanese group Hezbollah, the State Department said on Tuesday. Deputy spokesman Vedant Patel said the U.S. continues to pursue a diplomatic resolution.
We do not believe that all-out war is inevitable, and we still believe that it can be avoided.
His comments came after Lebanese security sources reported a strike targeting a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut's southern suburbs. U.S. President Joe Biden and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva are calling on Venezuela's government to release detailed voting data from the presidential election. Electoral authorities have said President Nicolas Maduro won, but the opposition says its candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, secured more than twice as many votes on Sunday. In a joint statement after a phone call, Biden and Lula said they agreed on the need for immediate release of full, transparent, and detailed voting data at the polling station level by the Venezuelan electoral authorities. This is VOA News. Peru's prosecutor's office on Tuesday filed homicide charges in Congress against President Dina Boluarte in a case related to her government's deadly 2022 crackdown on protests, which saw at least 50 people killed. Boluarte and six former ministers stand accused of the crimes of homicide and grievous bodily harm, it said. At least 116 people suffered serious or minor injuries in the protests, according to authorities. Peru's Congress is led by right-wing benches that could support Boluarte. British police said on Tuesday a third child has died following a knife attack in northwest England on Tuesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A nine-year-old girl wounded in a stabbing attack at a Taylor Swift-themed dance and yoga class in northwestern England has died as police question a 17-year-old suspect arrested minutes after the rampage. Merseyside police say the other fatalities were girls aged 6 and 7. 8 children and 2 adults remain hospitalized after the attack in Southport. Both adults and 5 of the children are in critical condition. Taylor Swift says she was completely in shock and still taking in the horror of the event. These were just little kids at a dance class, she wrote on Instagram. I'm Charles Tulethesma.
An announcement: China's car giant BYD will build a billion-dollar factory in Turkey marks a big turnaround in relations between the two countries. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
July saw China's BYD car giant sign an agreement to build a billion-dollar factory in Turkey. The factory will produce 150,000 vehicles annually, mainly for the European Union market. Analysts say the planned factory is a way to avoid the EU's new tariffs on Chinese vehicles. And they say the new investment is also a sign of a shift in Beijing's policy after years of avoiding investing in Turkey. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. Secret Service's acting director says he considers it indefensible the roof used by the gunman in the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump was unsecured. Ronald Rowe on Tuesday faulted local law enforcement for not circulating urgent information ahead of the shooting and for not adequately protecting the scene. The head of the agency responsible for protecting U.S. politicians also testified he recently visited the shooting site and said what he saw made him ashamed. The Republican former president was struck in the ear by a bullet or bullet fragment in the July 13th assassination attempt before a Secret Service countersniper killed the gunman. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.